We use the same color of vestment, the same color. The main color is purple, which indicates that these two seasons are penitential in nature, in which we pray and ask God for forgiveness of sins. The season of Advent also, we prepare for the second coming of Christ. So two things: we prepare for the celebration of the birth of Christ at Christmas, and also we prepare for the second coming of Christ. These are the two things involved in this celebration, season of Advent. So, when we look at the readings of today, especially the first reading and the gospel, the central message is on the mercy of God and forgiveness towards us, and also on preparation. When we are talking of preparation, it can occur on two levels: physical preparation and spiritual preparation. Under the physical preparation, during this season of Advent, we can, you know, put up Christmas trees, decorate our homes, and buy things that we need at Christmas, material things. But on the side of the spiritual aspect of it, which is more important, it deals with our going to confession, reconciling with God, and most importantly, this spiritual aspect of preparation has a central point, and that is reconciliation. Reconciliation occurs on two levels: the vertical reconciliation and the horizontal reconciliation. Vertical reconciliation involves a reconciliation with God. We go to confessions, we do other spiritual exercises, we give alms to the poor, we pray and fast. That is the spiritual aspect. That is the vertical reconciliation, a reconciliation with God upwards. Then another thing is our reconciliation with our neighbor. That is the horizontal reconciliation. One cannot choose one and refuse to accept the other. I cannot say I want to reconcile with God, and at the same time, I don't want to reconcile with my neighbor. The reconciliation is not complete. If you want to reconcile with God, be ready to reconcile with your neighbor. That is a complete one. In the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 5, verses 23 to 24, says, if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, it says, leave your gift there at the altar and go back and be reconciled with your brother. Then come back and offer your gift. So these two forms of reconciliation are important. You can't choose one and leave the other. And this, in this season of Advent, is a season that invites us to prayer. It invites us to preparation. What is our attitude towards prayer? You know, we celebrated Thanksgiving the other time, and many of us traveled. Did we pray for Johnny Macy's? Did we pray with our families? And on the day of Thanksgiving, did we attend Mass on that day? Which is very important. And Thanksgiving is all about giving thanks to God. What is our attitude towards preparation? If you want to prepare for anything, you have to put God first, which is prayer. You must communicate with God. How do we prepare? For example, When we are in the church waiting for the priest to come out to begin the mass, some of us will begin to discuss with one another, chatting away, as if we are in a marketplace. Please, I don't mean here in St. Bruno. I've never seen that. Not here. I'm talking about what I've seen somewhere. That period is meant for you to prepare for mass. I don't know whether we still remember that we have to prepare for mass. Now, if you were a teacher and you go into a classroom and you begin to teach, and in front of you, in the front row, is a student sleeping during the lectures, what will you do to that person sleeping? Normally, some teachers will throw a chalk, and some will shout the name of the person. Now, what do you think that Jesus will do to someone who sits in front pew and sleeps during mass? Please, I don't mean those. No, we don't sleep at all. Those who sit here, I love sitting on the front pew. Please, I don't mean you. But just think what Jesus will do to that person who sleeps at mass. And look at another thing. Sometimes, when I look at the front pews, the front pews are empty. And you see people sitting at the back. The tail end. Please, I don't mean those sitting at the back. Please, whatever you are sitting, it's okay. I don't mean you, please. Not here. I'm not giving example with St. Bruno. Please, please. But look at it. I remember when we were in primary school. Some of us preferred sitting at the back, because we were afraid of questions that will come from the teacher. So we prefer sitting at the back. But those who are sitting in front pews, it is better, because we are nearer to the altar. And sometimes you see people standing while the front pews are empty. I begin to ask myself, is it not better to sit in front, very close to the altar? But please, if you are sitting in front, please do not sleep, not here. I have seen several times people sleeping at mass, which is not good, please. Or talking away before the mass begins. No, I have not seen such in St. Bruno. We are doing well, and we thank God for that. May God bless you.